We thank Kathy Bloom and Kylie Harrison from the 4-H in Seward County for joining us. And now we go to Nancy Honig. She's the leader of 4-H in Stevens County.
Each clubs have got some different kind of things planned, I know, in the upcoming week. We have a big ad that we're putting in the paper this week as a thank you, not just to all of the supporters and things of 4-H in our community, but also to all the families that are part of our 4-H, because we think it's important to celebrate the fact 4-H is a family event, that it's done with kids and with families all together, and then again to support 4-Hers, the supporters in our community. We have a lot of different businesses and individuals that just help throughout the year, either as volunteers or financial support. So we've got a neat ad that's in the paper that shows pictures of what the kids have done throughout the year and talks about some of the different projects that we've done. We also make sure that each of our clubs has the opportunity to send out thank you notes. We think that's another important part is teaching our young people how to be appreciative of what they've gained through their 4-H experience. And so we probably have at least 200 or more thank you cards that will be going out this next week, again, to people who have helped in various ways through 4-H throughout our community. And then several of the clubs have got different kind of things planned as far as, you know, posters to put up in town, or promotions they're going to do in the schools, or that type of thing. So that's some of our celebrations for this coming week.
When you talk with kids, what are some of the things that they tell you about the impact 4-H has made on them?
Well, that's kind of interesting. We've just been going through in our office here, they turn in each year, their achievement kind of pins that they're trying to get. And some of those things, some of those questions are on there. And especially some of our older 4-Hers, I've seen, you know, things that they've talked about how they've really kind of been pushed to step beyond what maybe they would have normally done, to take charge of a group, to maybe on their own decide to be a project leader for a group of kids, or maybe hold a event where they teach kids about livestock or fashion or something like that on their own, having gained those kind of skills a little bit at a time, that they really are getting, especially as they get older, give that opportunity to kind of step up and take charge of things themselves, which is really great preparation for when they are going to be on their own or head off to school or jobs, that they've learned that initiative to do things without having to be told what to do each time.
Talking with Nancy Honig with 4-H in Stevens County. And what are you seeing with the participation of kids in 4-H in your county, and then the growth that you've seen over the last few years?
Well, you know, I feel like we've been really fortunate in our county in that we have continued to increase and for sure maintain and really increase in the last 5 years the numbers of kids that we have in 4-H. And I think part of that is we've really just tried to stress in here kids being active and involved. Like most activities, they reach that junior high school age, and a lot of other sports and school things start to take over. So we've really tried to emphasize all the different statewide fun activities they can go to and participate on a little higher level, and that seems to be helping us really maintain some of those numbers. And then just trying to, you know, encourage kids as they go throughout their 4-H year to not get bogged down in the details, but just keep trying new projects and trying new and different kind of things to keep 4-H new and fresh all the time instead of, you know, something you have to do, something you want to do each and every year.
Are there any new projects that you've added on this year?
Most of the projects have stayed kind of the same, but I know in the last few years there have been a lot of more things, like with the geocaching, and some of that is popular, and robotics has really taken off in some of the different areas where that's kind of becoming a lot more popular with the kids. I think some of those space tech or science tech kind of things are starting to kind of have an upturn. In our county, you know, some of the most popular ones are continue to be things like shooting sports and archery and some of those kind of things. Kids always love hands-on activities.
That sounds great. I know that it's doing a lot of good for a lot of kids. So we appreciate it. Nancy Honig joining us with the 4-H in Stevens County. And we look forward to following your progress as you continue along with your efforts.
Thank you.